Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation. The ebbing and the flow. The contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take in 3 deep breaths, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. The breath of God, the Baruch, the Spirit, the energy, the life force. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. And take in the energizing breath of life. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Now as we take our second deep breath in, just drop your attention down into your heart space, into the sanctuary of the soul. Just let your attention rest there. Inhale. Hold. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us just be intentional on our time together, that we are consciously choosing to commune with the source of all that is the ground of being for the next 9 or so minutes. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 32, Psalms for Praying, an invitation to wholeness, Nancy Mill. Blessed are you whose wrongdoings have been forgiven, whose shame has been forgotten. Blessed are you in whom love divine finds a home, and whose spirit radiates truth. When I acknowledged not my shortcomings, I became ill through all my defenses, and day and night guilt weighed heavy, constricting my heart. My spirit became dry as desert bones. I admitted my faults to the Most High, and I made known my regret. I cried out, "Forgive me, O Comforter, for those times I have sinned in my thoughts, my words, and my deeds." And the Beloved created within me a clean and open heart. Therefore, let everyone who is sincere give thanks to the Beloved. For whenever we feel paralyzed by fear, we shall be embraced by love. Dwelling in the heart of the Beloved, we are free from distress, free to live more creatively. O my Beloved, you are my guide. You teach me to walk in the light. Be watchful of me. Counsel me as I listen to you in the silence. I pray for the gifts of inner peace and wisdom, for the grace of reverence to all of creation. Many are the heartaches of those separated from love. Steadfast love abides within those who surrender their lives into the hands of the Beloved. Be glad and rejoice. Let your life give witness to love's way. And shout for joy, all you upright of heart. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. As we consciously come into your presence at this time, releasing our worries, our angst, our fears, our woes, all our stresses and distresses. As we come into resting in your everlasting arms, knowing that your grace is our sufficiency for all our needs. Divine beloved, how grateful are we to know this truth, that we are one with you and one with the life that is eternal, unending, that is spirit, that is love, that is wisdom, that is peace, that is truth. How grateful are we to come into the remembrance that we are not separate from you, but we are one with you. That it is your life that quickens, that enlivens, that heals, that renews, that restores, that replenishes, and it is right where we are. You are not a God of the sky. You are a God that is immanent and transcendent, that is right here within every cell, tissue, part, and particle of our being. Every part of who we are is God's life, God's essence, God's presence, God's spirit. As we know this truth for ourselves, as we truly embody it in all that we think, do, speak, and how we live, let us remember to see this truth in others, even if they are acting contrary to it. Let us be able to see your face in all faces. Let's be able to remember your presence is the presence in all people, irrespective of how they may be reacting, responding, or treating others. As the psalmist said, create in us a clean and open heart. Create in us a clean and open heart that we may look beyond the shortcomings, not only in ourselves, but in others as well. That we may look beyond the shortcomings of our leaders, our politicians, those in power that are supposed to guide and lead the country. That we may look beyond the shortcomings of our parents, our friends, our families, our teachers. That we remember the truth of who we are. That we are vessels of love, conduits of your spirit, and as such, we seek to express all that you created us to be, which is love, love, love. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. With so many calamities and disasters happening all around the world, in our country with floods, in other countries also, with bushfires and forest fires, with cyclones and hurricanes. Nature is truly reminding us who has power. For those who have lost their homes through natural disasters, through conflict or man-made disasters, we hold in our hearts compassion and love for them. When we feel overwhelmed with all that is happening, may we come back and surrender to you and remember that you know what to do and how to do it. O divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, yours is the one life, the one presence, the one power that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. When we feel out of sorts and forgotten this truth, bring us back to its remembrance that there is nowhere where you are not. There is no thing or no one that is outside of your presence, your love, and your power. And so with this we can surrender those that are in need of a healing, be it physically, be it emotionally, be it mentally, spiritually, financially, psychologically. We know that yours is the spirit that is able to do exceedingly more abundantly than we could ask, think, or believe. So as we surrender those for their healing, we give you glory and praise. We give you thanks. And so it is. Take a deep breath in and allow these words to penetrate and vibrate within you. Take another deep breath in as we say our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without, radiating brightly.
I am the light of God within and without, radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without, expressing unconditionally.
I am the love of God within and without, expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without, manifesting exuberantly.
I am the power of God within and without, manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without, eternal and unceasingly.
I am the presence of God within and without, eternal and unceasingly.
And so it is. So my beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.